First period, maths, parallel lines. Heather Jong, the girl sitting next to me with cheeks pushed up against her glasses, opened her red Hello Kitty pencil case and pulled out a green protractor. When her pudgy hand moved back to her notebook, I saw 100 written on Hello Kitty's forehead in thick black Sharpie. "Why is there 100 on your pencil case?" I asked her. "I want 100 on all of my exams," she replied. I hadn't thought that far ahead. 6 weeks into year seven, I was still getting used to the automatic silence that settled in the classroom when a teacher spoke, and the hour-long commute from Yuguna to the city. Heather hunched over her textbook and expertly twisted her protractor this way and that. Mr. Bagnardo, who I called Avocado in my head because it was shaped like one, only had to explain it once. Something about alternate angles, another thing about transversals, and Heather got it, while I was stuck staring at the way the Sharpie ink on her pencil case had revealed thousands of tiny crevices on Hello Kitty's head. Second period, visual arts, the bludge period. Our teacher, Miss Naven, had hair as red as Ronald McDonald's, and she wore loose linen jumpsuits that were as tawny as Macca's sweet and sour sauce. My favourite things about her were her cigarette-stained voice and casual use of the word shit. Our project for the term was to create a sculpture out of chicken wire. The boring bit was to write an essay about our creation.
"Ladies, don't just put shit out into the world. Make it mean something," Miss Naven croaked, waving her thin, freckled arms.
My BFF Tammy bent her wire into the Playboy Bunny logo and covered it in light pink paper and glitter. Miss Naven asked if she was intending to be subversive, and Tammy said, "Nah, miss. If I don't get into uni, I'm going to get a boob job and be in Playboy." Miss Naven laughed, but made Tammy start again. The chicken wire assignment was harder than I thought. At least with creative writing, I could bullshit and pretend to be a variety of characters. Brunette surfer chick, honey blonde horse girl, Lindsay Lohan even. Nobody asked me to rationalize those choices. I wiggled my fingers through the silver wire on my desk. Who wanted to see a sculpture made by some Asian nerd who had no life outside of studying and tutoring? That evening, my parents were in Fairfield for a funeral, so it was just me and the TV. I took a square of instant noodles and poured boiling water on it. The noodles puffed up and sparkling circles of chili oil swirled alongside green flakes of spring onion. I carried the bowl of noodles into the living room and put it on the glass coffee table. I sat cross-legged on the carpet, channel surfing. CSI, Desperate Housewives, 2 and a Half Men, guns, blood, and boobs with American accents. My finger pressed number 2 on the remote for ABC. A white man in a black wig wore rectangle glasses and a lab coat. He spoke in a short, choppy accent. "You are in the Wong lab. I used to say physics is fun, and I spell fun with a PH." I grabbed the TV guide in the Sydney Morning Herald on the table. The show was called We Can Be Heroes. It was a mockumentary series by Australian comedian Chris Lilley, and it portrayed 5 fictitious nominees for the real-life title of Australian of the Year. I turned the volume up higher. Ricky Wong, the Asian character Chris Lilley was playing, giggled at his own crappy jokes and was an academic overachiever with overbearing parents. I squinted through the fog of steam billowing from my bowl and scooped up a chopstick load of noodles. Chris Lilley, showing everyone how things really were. Those weirdly smart Asians were just silly creatures, utterly incapable of any real creativity or individuality, forever losers who were only useful to Australian society as human calculators. Except I wasn't even smart. In the first week of school, I stood at my locker and overheard a year 10 girl gossiping with her friend nearby. "Oh, don't worry about Mai. She does tons of tutoring, so it's not like she's naturally smart." I thought about all the tutoring I did to get into this school. Was I just a cheater, undeserving of opportunity, like all those newspaper articles implied? It dawned on me that I was a bird-brained Asian, too chicken to ask teachers to explain things again and too obsessed with making meaning out of chicken wire. I lifted the bowl up to my face and tipped oily yellow broth into my mouth. The salty flavors glided over my tongue, flooding out every thought in my brain.